Some guy once said that lightning never strikes twice in the same place. Well, Jack, stick around. This is Jubilee. Groovy greetings and solid salutations, Gates. This mellow meeting of Pila Bouge is dedicated to the proposition of slipping a few blockbusters on the wireless for your jumping pleasure. Gathered here in the beaten walls of Hawthorne Hall are such dazzling dignitaries as Jimmy Lunsford and his band, Maxine Sullivan, the Eddie South Trio, and our distinguished guest for the evening, Broadway's master of mirth, Jerry Lester. And now wafting up on the stage is that bountiful bundle of beef, thy gigantic jar of jelly, your master of ceremonies, Ernie Bubbles Whitman.
Thank you. Well, men, it looks like we hit the jackpot this time. For all you hermits of the help, for all you jacks and jills who like to ride, glide, and slide, we're going to bring on the rips and give you a lift. While you cats are climbing on a cloud to lap up the gravy, I'll beat my chops about the first entree on tonight's bill of fare. Jack, this will snap your wig. Staff here on the stage of Jubilee Steaming Stadium, all set to tarnish your epidemics with a mess of mellow, it's Jimmy Lunsford and his band! Men, here's the Lunsford lilt of Holiday for Strings, featuring some fancy flute tooting by Jimmy himself. Rend it and bend it, Jimmy!
Thank you.
Thank you, Jimmy Lunsford and boys. The downbeat is on the upbeat, and there's not a cow on the street. Your flute tooting with as mellow as a fuzz on the fence of the Dora. Speaking of something mellow, I'll now proceed to put you gators in a phase daze. Several semesters have slipped by since Jubilee has had the honor to doff its dice to such a delectable dish of groovy vocatude. Gentlemen, arch your ankles, tacit your drooling, and slip a solid five to Maxine Sullivan. Maxine, darling, welcome to Hot Horn Hall. Your choice voice has been missed by all the hermits of the help.
Thank you, Ernie. Maybe I can make up for playing hooky by answering a few requests that have drifted in. I especially hope the following men are listening. Private John C. Carter, APO 5158. Private Thomas E. Davis at 980. Billy Ponder, somewhere on the salty seas. Sergeant Charlie Johnson, APO 790. And Jim Mill, Weather Eye, and Rusty Rompers in the CBI Theater. A little letter tells me that you men would like to hear the old song, Molly Malone. Well, all I have to say is, it's a pleasure. Boys, will you edge me in? Cockles and mussels are live, alive, in Dublin, fair city, where girls are so pretty. That's where he first met her, sweet Molly Malone. She wheeled a wheelbarrow through streets wide and narrow, crying cockles and mussels, alive, alive, oh. She was a fishmonger, and sure it's no wonder, for her father and mother were fishmongers too. For they wheeled a barrow through streets wide and narrow, crying cockles and mussels, alive, alive, oh. He asked her to marry, she said, 'twould be grand, but to leave her dear Dublin, she'd not give her hand. So they both wheeled a barrow through streets wide and narrow, crying cockles and mussels, alive, alive, oh. Now this is a story very old of a girl who was his all alone. She was the one he would not forget, and her name was sweet Molly Malone. He asked her to marry, she said 'twould be grand, but to leave her dear Dublin, she'd not give her hand. So they both wheel a barrow through streets wide and narrow, crying cockles and mussels, alive, alive.
You, Maxine Sullivan. We tip our toppers with such voot vocalizing. That was strictly cheek-to-cheek stuff right out of the candy counter. Now, if you alley cats will swing down from the ceiling just a tick or so, we'll thrill you and chill you. Jack, I murmur that we're loaded tonight, and your suave sweater boy has never slipped you a Mickey yet. I mean it, too. Occupying the leeward side of Jubilee's polished podium is one of the finest trills now playing the sharps and flats on the Maconey. The boys here have the full treatment of a Billy Taylor tune, The Mad Monk. It's Eddie Brown on the doghouse, Billy Taylor at the spinet, and sparking the strut of Ellis is the one and only Eddie South of the Eddie South Trio.
Thank you.
Thank you, Eddie South Trio. Your bootlicks have popped the tops of all the cats and kittens in Hot Horn Hall. You know, I feel as ripe as a snipe. Now, if you Gates in the gallery are ready for another hot overture, we'll continue the symphony in sawdust. From his blue book of bounce, Jimmy Lunsford has pointed the baton of the good tune. Keep smiling. Keep laughing. Be happy. The vocal lamplight now falls on Joe Thomas, who carves a chorus in Tulip Time, Jimmy. If you're loaded, lead us to it.
Keep smiling. Keep laughing. And I'm so happy with you. Yes, keep smiling. Let's keep laughing, ha! Be happy, ho, 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 ha! Let's keep smiling, let's keep laughing, ha! Be happy, ho, 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 ha, ha! Keep smiling and keep laughing, ha, ha, ha! Keep punching and everything will be all right. Let's keep smiling, keep laughing, ha! Be happy, ho, 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 ha, ha!
Echo goes for Joe Thomas. And now, fellow members of the Solid Boot, I have a slight confession to confess to you. As you might have gathered a few sevens ago, I craved to be a crooner. Yes, I desire to dig the daintier stuff. So the moment I heard that a certain young man was stashed into the gallery digging our concert, I pulled over and put the B on him for a few finer points in vocalizing. Gentlemen, slip the royal grip to one of Broadway's brightest comedy stars, Jerry Lester. Oh, welcome to Jubilee, Mr. Lester. I'm Ernie Whitman, the guy who wants to take lessons.
Well, solid, Ern. A big fat solid to you. And if I must say so myself, when Lester gets through with you, you'll really play a hot clarinet.
A clarinet, yeah. There must be some mistake.
Oh, no, there isn't. Huh? I think I can say without fear of contradiction that I'm one of the best clarinet players this side of Harry James. And why can't I get on the other side where Grable is?
Look, Jerry.
I don't know.
Listen, Jerry, I didn't say you couldn't play the clarinet.
Well, why should you? I mastered this instrument all by myself. Why, before I learned how to play the clarinet, I was an outcast. A wallflower. Nobody ever called me. Why, just last night I played a solo at a party. And you should have heard some of the things they called me.
But, Jerry, you don't...
I know what you're going to say. You want proof. All right, you notice how we use the subjunctive prove instead of proof?
Yeah.
Modified with a dangling infinitive, if you don't mind. No laughs, but a very intelligent performance.
Right.
All right. Now, I'll give you some of my musical background. I started creating a sensation the day I was born.
Right.
You can drop the net now, Harvey. I'll never forget the morning the stork dropped me on the front porch.
Well, now, please tell me what happened.
My mother ran out yelling, "Milkman, keep those bottles quiet."
Well, listen, Mr. Lester, it's all very interesting, but here's...
Of course it's all very interesting. Why, my whole career is thrilling.
Thrilling.
I knew I was talented at an early age because I had a desire to sing in the bathtub. But we were very poor and we didn't have a bathtub, that's what I know.
Well, what did you do?
I yodeled in a Dixie cup.
Oh, that's it. That's it. That's what I want to talk to you about, vocalizing.
What, and neglect your character... Excuse
me. That's it.
That's all right. I put some oil on my hair. Everybody slips in my mind. What? And neglect your clarinet lessons? Which reminds me of the first... Are you laughing late or takes you longer? Look, folks, I only tell them. I don't get behind you and tickle you after them. Once the joke leaves my mouth, you're on your own. Let's be fair tonight. Now, where were we? Oh, yes, the clarinet.
Clarinet.
Which reminds me of the first clarinet I ever owned.
Yes.
That's a nice blend. We were so poor we couldn't afford a real one. But my father was a plumber and he made one out of an old plunger.
A plunger?
Yep.
That's a laugh, too.
I was the only guy in town who could play Stardust and clean out the sink at the same time.
But, Jerry, listen. Let's straighten this out. Somebody told me that you can make me another Bing Crosby.
Do you call him a clarinet player?
That's right.
Why, Ern, I'm your man, B-E-L-E-V me. Why, do you know what people have said of my clarinet playing?
No.
Hmm?
No.
They say my tone has the beauty of a tropical breeze.
Yes.
Floating through the opalescent panorama of a visionary twilight.
Quite so.
While overhead the fleecy white clouds gather in a crescendo of sheer, dynamic effervescence. What do you say to that?
Brother, straighten up and fly right. Listen, Jerry.
Yeah.
I don't want to play a clarinet. I can't even afford one.
Oh, that's no problem. We can always punch some holes in Sinatra. But before we go any further, will you answer me one question?
Sure, what is it?
Why do you insist on playing the clarinet? You know, it's really too bad that you don't want to study the thing I teach best.
What's that?
Singing.
Uh-huh.
Do you think you'd be interested in that?
Well, I don't know. I've kind of got interested in clarinet playing.
Oh. Please, Mr. Whitman, don't be stubborn. Be a nice fellow, will you, please? You boy. Give me a chance. Let me sing you a song and show you what I can do for you. This is a very sad ballad. Will you please step over and give me four things? A is for the applesauce you gave me. B is for Babluchki, ain't it good? C is for the cream I used to shave me. D is for the D in Hollywood at the end. E is for Egyptian, as in mummy. F is for Rahman and F and C. Put them all together, they spell absidef, a word that don't mean nothing to me.
I hope you'll toss your top piece in our ring again. You know, I'm still confused about the whole thing. Now, before we shoot some more vitamin J your way, Professor Jimmy Lunsford has a few solid syllables to mutter.
Well, fellas, Ernie asked me to slide through the weekly commercial of Who Wants What and Who Do You Want to Do It. So, without the velvety baritone of Bubbles Whitman, here it comes. If there's anything in the way of jump, jive, jug handle, or jelly you'd like to latch on to, plant your signature on the letter and mail it to Jubilee, Armed Forces Radio, Los Angeles, USA. Jack, we'll scratch your back with it. Thank you.
Jimmy, you're a ball of fire. That was a masterpiece of muttering. Now, men, before you rip into another righteous riff, I have a few handles to tack on your tents. And salute when I call your name. The Van Nuys Wolves at APO 758. Private Chester Higgins at 943. Corporal Johnny Cecil at Gang at 709. Private First Class Fred Allen at 944. And Nap Harrison at 520. Men of the Melominuet, here's Maxine Sullivan to vulcanize the spots and dots of the Salt Sonata. Milkman, keep those bottles quiet. Miss Sullivan, your velvet vibrato.
Milkman, keep those bottles quiet. Can't you that jive on my milk diet? Milkman, keep those bottles quiet. Jumping on the swing ship all night, turning out my quota. All right, but I'm beat right down to the salt, and I gotta get myself some nuts. So milkman, keep those bottles quiet. Now the noise of the river, don't mind it, cause the man with the whiskers got a lot behind it, but I can't keep punting with that victory cruise. You keep me punting with that bottle move. I wanna give my all if I'm gonna give it, but I gotta get my shot if I'm gonna rip it. So caught out Jack with that milk barrage. Patriotic, it's a sabotage. Milkman, stop that bloody riot. Caught out if you can't lullaby it. Milkman, keep those bottles quiet. I've been working on a fat tank all day, turning out a bomber. Okay, but you bust my cock with those things, and I gotta get my 40 away. So milkman, keep those bottles quiet, please.
Thank you, Maxine Sullivan. That was fine barbecue. That old feeling had him reeling. With our further parting over the gums, we come face to face with the Eddie South Trio. Here's a familiar nocturne in Heartburn, a junior edition of Rhapsody in Blue. Sleep through the stingree on this Jubilee. If you're going out of the hemisphere, you might as well travel first class. Featuring 14 buzzsaws and a knocked out wood wing, Jimmy Lunsford unveils his famous classic from the opera, Smash Me Jack, I'm Flat on My Back. Al Carruthers cuts a chant on the cadenza. Wham! Yeah! Wham! We bopping! Boom! Bah! To end it. Another set of seven will zip, dip, and rip another jubilee in your direction. Until then, this is Ernie and three complete sets of double chins Whitman reminding you that jubilee spell from front to rear is solitude. From side to side is rooty tooty, and spell backwards is e-la-boo. For all the dazzling stars who dusted us tonight, I want to thank you from the bottom of my big fat heart. Remember, cats, you can't go wrong if you say last on. So long and good luck.
A trial package of Vitamin J will be sent to you each week by Jubilee and Company. If at that time you don't feel satisfactory results, brother, you're through. No other pill dares make that statement. This is the Armed Forces Radio Service.